Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Another new one.
This one doesn't have a title.
It is.
Untitled dot document. It's true.
It was literally finished, I think, last night or the night before. Very fresh.
Thank you. Let's go backwards through your lives and what's happened over the course of the last 3 years. Anything at all significant that's changed in your lives at all that you can talk about?
Firstly, the most obvious thing would be we have a new drummer and vocalist, Ethan Evans.
You gave birth to a new drummer.
Yes, we did. We have a new drummer, so we're really happy. Really happy to have Ethan join us. He's insane, really great musician, and really puts his name on things, puts his stamp inspiration into our writing. It's been really fun writing with Ethan. And besides that, we also in 2023 had a daughter. Her name's Lorelai.
Prior though to that, you had your first recording out. And then at what point in time did you guys, you know, pivot into sort of a new configuration of players?
You'll remember our drummer, Jordan Hubbard.
Oh, yeah.
From last time.
I remember Jordan,
drummer.
Yeah.
Cool dude. He left us shortly after that performance. Following the COVID-19 lockdowns and everything opening back up again, he's the only person I've ever heard say this. He said he didn't miss playing shows that much. He was just like, you know what, guys? Honestly, leaving my drums where they, you know, in my living room has not hurt my feelings. And so he was like, you know, if you really got to play a show, I'll come out and do it. But I'd like to wind down on it. And Kendra and I were the exact opposite.
He started playing like different instruments with people now, like bass and keyboards. So he's been out doing some shows for sure.
Oh,
I think
good.
The drums, maybe he was like, all right, I'm gonna take a little break from this. So
yeah, it's like he got overhauling drums is really what it comes down to. I guess nobody really gets tired of playing, but we had to totally reconfigure. Luckily at the time, my friend Matt and I were working on a recording project with Ethan on the drums. He was in a band called Owasso that Villamure actually played a few shows with. Matt was also in that band, and he and I have been close friends for a long time. And he came over with this recording project he wanted to do, and he wanted Ethan to play the drums on it. So we were just practicing and recording music in our house, in Villamure's practice space at the time, and just I was getting a really good, you know, kind of energy as a rhythm section with Ethan during that time. It made a lot of sense to approach him next about you know, filling that space that Jordan left. I think it's been incredible. I think that his feel for what Kendra and I kind of were thinking in most of the creative work we did was really intuitive. And he just immediately kind of jumped into the singing with us, which has opened so many doors.
So like to have the dynamic elements and then also bring in like harmonies behind some of my singing and then all together as well. So I'm seeing it on the moving done. I dive in the deepest state of a whisper and part. Does it all come together? All come together again. Does it all come together? Can you tell me when I'm seeing it again? In between all the dark, is something controlling me? And it falls as a hunger. just coming back again. And you feel like I'm feeling that it's coming back again.
Before you met Colin, were you playing on your own?
I had played in a lot of cover bands, like growing up, and then...
Growing up meaning like in your teens?
High school, yeah, in my teen years and early 20s, and just a lot of classic rock stuff, a lot of progressive rock. Actually, my little brother played bass with me, and then he got kind of burnt out. We played so much. and he stopped playing. I needed to find a bass player, and he went to school with me. So I was like, hey, want to play maybe? But yeah, I kind of I knew
romantic.
We were the same kind of influences. Like, we're both really big Rush fans, and I also at that time was kind of in an acoustic, my own solo acoustic, so I did play solo for a while. But then I was getting this like reputation around Louisville as being like a solo acoustic singer songwriter, and that's not really what I wanted to do. I mean, I love doing that, but and I do feel like I may at some point put out my own album, but my heart is really in just playing a lot of technical stuff, progressive rock, and classic rock style, and singing.
Free of limitations. To strike your sky, I pick it up, I'm hypnotized. I can see we're coming round. There you are, there you're
to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Villa Muir, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and to those of you listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on guests and future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, before we say goodnight, I think Villa Muir has one more thing to play for us. What you got?
We're going to play the first song we ever wrote together. It's called In the Room. It's about the mental space of connection between people, where you feel like you're in a room together that other people aren't. Really, it's about connection. So it's just this metaphorical room of being together and really being present, I guess.
So I would have been like, it's about the room of requirement in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Kendra, on the other hand, is just like, let me bear my soul to you.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.